This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. It's been decades since anglers have been able to fish one of the region's most popular rivers, the Gallatin River, from a boat, because of a 45-year-old regulation designed to prevent user conflicts and preserve the wade fishing experience that recreationists from Gallatin Valley and beyond enjoy. Now, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is looking to implement a similar prohibition on fishing from vessels in the main stem's low-flow cousin, the East Gallatin River. The proposal is included in the 2027-28 fishing regulations, which are currently open for public comment. FWP Region 3 Fish Manager Mike Duncan said that the agency is pursuing the change because shrinking stream flows and warming temperatures point to challenging conditions ahead for the area's fish. He's concerned that more anglers will find their way to the mellow, cottonwood-lined river northwest of Bozeman in search of uncrowded waters. The East Gallatin provides spawning habitat for fish that make the journey up from larger mainstem rivers to the north and west, Duncan said. He says that the no fishing from boats policy is consistent with the agency's larger effort to minimize pressure on tributaries that have an outsized effect on mainstem rivers. But critics suspect that the policy push isn't just for the fish, but for Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte to basically privatize the stretch of river that flows past his mansion in Bozeman. Members of Montana's angling community want FWP to better explain its reasoning. Clayton Elliott, Trout Unlimited's Conservation and Government Affairs Director, said he's generally supportive of targeted spawning closures that are grounded in science. And it's not lost on him, he said, that the main stem of the Gallatin and the Upper Madison are closed to fishing from boats to prioritize wade fishing and minimize conflicts. Elliott anticipates there will be a pretty robust conversation about this proposal specifically at the meeting that FWP is hosting in Bozeman on May 19th. At that meeting, the department will take public comment on the regulation changes. Elliott said, "I certainly have heard other folks saying that this may be related to where the governor lives," he said. "There are lots of thoughts and feelings about what this closure might be trying to accomplish." Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte owns property on the East Gallatin River. Public access to rivers and streams is enshrined in Montana law, and the state constitution specifically protects hunting and fishing. But wealthy landowners like Gianforte have tried to block public access of Montana's public rivers and streams. The full set of regulations spans 89 pages and is on the FWP website at fwp.mt.gov. The initial round of public comment on the document is open through May 31st. Public comment can be made at the public meeting in Bozeman on Tuesday, May 19th, at the FWP office, 1400 South 19th at 6 p.m., or online at fwp.mt.gov. Members of the public are invited to share their thoughts about the future of Montana State University at listening sessions to be held across the state this spring and summer. The feedback to be gathered at public meetings held in Glasgow, Reigate, Ronan, Shoto, Dillon, Missoula, Livingston, Billings, and Bozeman will help MSU craft its new strategic plan. This is a plan that will guide the university's focuses, operations, and impacts for years to come, and the input of Montanans and the greater MSU community is very important to the process. The first public meeting in Bozeman will be Monday, June 15th, 5:30 p.m. at Zoot Enterprises in Four Corners. The university will be adding additional listening sessions soon, with details posted to MSU's strategic plan website at montana.edu/strategic plan, where people can find the schedule for students, faculty and staff, and community members to weigh in on the university's strategic plan. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.